Good morning. Today I'm coming to you on the topic of grace, and the grace to grow is really what the topic is. Right through now, we're getting a lot of feedback on this topic of grace. Everybody's talking about it all over the world, all over the different churches. There's even some hot topics in regards to some of the things that the Pope is saying right now on this topic. And I just come to give some feedback on my personal experience with grace. And one thing about it is I definitely appreciate the grace of my life. Some people who have seen my whole struggle know that I have quite a story. And I know some people who have even more traumatic experiences and roller coaster rides than I do. And God's grace has covered them as well. I guess a lot of times the back and forth on this topic comes from not that people don't believe in, that people do not believe that grace exists, but I guess sometimes it can be used as a crutch or a reason to just do whatever you want. And I'm just going to give my personal experience with grace, and you guys can chime in and just say what your personal experience has been with grace, and how you feel that it has impacted your life, and you know, how you feel like you can convey the message of grace to other people going forward. So I would just say, as far as grace is concerned in my life, I know, you know, anybody who knows me knows that I have grown up in the church, but there has been some points in my life where I have totally, because of disappointments of people, not God, but disappointments of people that sometimes we associate with our relationship with God, it's just caused me to go back and just, you know, just go backwards, you know, just go and do things that I know that I was not supposed to do, be places that I was not supposed to be, and just, you know, adopt certain lifestyles that I know that I was not created for. And so in those time periods, you know, I would always get these nudges like, okay, you got to pull it together. You know, this is not for you. This is not where you're supposed to be. You know, even though you're feeling welcomed in this moment, even though you are feeling loved in this moment, this is not where you are supposed to be, because even though you are being protected right now, it's not that my grace runs out, but you have to accept my grace. Grace is the opportunity to grow out of your situation into a better situation. And I think that's where people get things mixed up. What happens a lot of times is, you know, people are like, oh, well, this person, I know that they used to be in church and, you know, they got out there and was doing any kind of thing and they got killed in that. Did God's grace run out? We all know that God's grace never runs out, but the reality is that sometimes we don't accept his grace, and his grace is that nudge to get out of that situation. His grace is when you're having those sleepless nights and you know, okay, I got to do something about this. This lifestyle is no longer for me. I'm feeling like I'm not supposed to be here anywhere. That's grace tapping you on the shoulder saying, get out. I'm protecting you. I'm giving you time. Get out. This is not for you. This is not where I'm at. Get out of here. You know, even though God is omnipresent, there are certain jurisdictions, you know, when you are on evil territory, you have to expect that certain evil things happen on evil territory. And so a lot of times, even though God will have his hand of protection on you, that's grace. That time period where you're not even supposed to be there in that time, and grace stops time and gives you time to get out of that situation. That's what grace is. And so I was thinking about it this morning, and I was thinking about certain situations or areas or things or places that I used to go where grace would tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, this is not for you. You got to get up out of here. And I was reflecting today about the people that I used to hang with in those situations. And I was going down the list and I was saying, in jail, dead, you know, on drugs. This person has lost their mind. This person isn't. And we were all there at the same time doing the same things. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying the same thing. Kikiing about the same stuff. You know, pretty much living a similar lifestyle at that time. Was it that grace was not afforded to them? That's not the case. You know, it's the fact of the matter that when you accept Christ into your life, then you automatically have his grace. You automatically have his covering. You automatically have that tap on the shoulder. But what sets people apart, and that's why, you know, that's why we are considered set apart. What sets people apart is because people who have grace, they're supposed to respond to the tap. You're supposed to respond to the tap. When you get that tap on your shoulder, like, this is not for me. This is not where I'm supposed to be. When you're supposed to respond to the tap of grace and get out of those situations. And so that is my perspective on grace. Is grace is that tap on the shoulder that's saying, this is not for you. Get out of that situation. There's danger here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not where you're supposed to be. So anybody that is listening to this, I would admonish you today to respond to the tap. You know, respond to the tap. When you're getting that tap on your shoulder and you know, like, okay, you know what? I know I'm covered by grace. But grace is tapping me on the shoulder and saying, no. Like, this is not for you. I'm calling you to something better. I'm calling to you to something higher, to an elevated space of thinking, to an elevated space of operating, to an elevated space of abundance, where, you know, things are better, where things are clearer, where you can see your vision is a little clearer, where you can make better choices. I'm calling you out of this chaos. You got to get out of here because something's going to happen over here. And I don't want you to be there. That's what grace communicates, that there's going to be danger in this area. And I'm calling you up out of this so that you can be protected because you belong to me. That's what grace is. You know, even when we think about when you have something like a mortgage or a car note, and they give you a grace period, usually about 10 days or something like that. It's so funny that we never look at grace when it comes to those type of things and say, okay, they've given me a little bit of extra time, so I'm just not going to pay it at all because I got grace. We never look at it like that. When we are given a grace period, when it comes to our bills or anything of that nature, what do? We use that time period to hustle and make sure we get that thing together so that we could be in good standing. You know, we use that to make sure that we are not in the danger zone so that we don't mess up our credit. That's what we use that grace period for. We don't use that grace to stay and become more negligent. But sometimes when it comes to spiritual relationship, for whatever reason, the whole grace or the idea of grace or the word grace is just so misunderstood that you are to use that to become more negligent. We don't think of that in any other situation or scenario except for spirituality. And so, again, I would just say respond to the tap. When you feel that nudge, like, okay, it's time for me to level up. I got to, you know, this is where I was yesterday. This is where I was last year. But I'm feeling that tap like I'm supposed to be higher. That's grace. When you feel that nudge, when you're tossing and turning at night and you're feeling like, okay, it's time for me to level up. Like, I know this is who I was a couple years ago, but I'm feeling like I've outgrown. I feel like this whole persona that I'm wearing, like, it's high waters now. Like, my sleeves are too short. I'm feeling like I've outgrown this. That's grace tapping you on the shoulder and telling you to level up. So today's seed that's being planted in the garden is level up. When you feel that tap of grace on the shoulder, go ahead and level up. Like, grow with grace. Grow with grace, because when you grow with grace, you actually get to put on the big girl outfit or the big boy outfit. You know what I'm saying? And so with that big girl outfit or big boy outfit, you get opportunities. You know, there's things that are presented to you that are not presented to you outside of the grace zone. You know, and so because God understands and he's watching and he understands maturity. He understands what you are built for. And he understands that some things that are given to you outside of that grace zone would actually kill you. You know, there are some things that it's given to you outside of that zone of where you have matured and your mind has elevated, it would actually kill you. So when you feel that nudge to grow, go ahead and grow with grace, because there are benefits. Yeah, there's more things that you will have to maybe let go of. And there might be, you know, some old habits that you might have to kick, because it's part of maturity. It's part of growing up. But don't be afraid to level up. Go ahead and grow with grace. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.